couple of foul-mouthed volleyball players in our studio right now from Michigan Tech. Just kidding. They were wondering if we were live. We are live here on Mix 93. Huskies Drive Time continuing on this Tuesday morning. Michigan Tech volleyball on the road after a couple of wins at home this weekend. And, Wes, we have Ellie Heinonen with us. Also, we have Annie Risenden from the Michigan Tech volleyball team. And nice to have them in our studio. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. We're going to have to talk a little bit louder.
Yeah, doing good here.
Well, I'll start, Ellie. Talk about, I guess, first the season so far, 14-4 overall, and the way you guys have done it, it's just, you know, a great 10-0 start, and obviously coming off a huge weekend.
Yeah, to start the season 10-0 was really cool. I had never done that with a team, and then we just kept rolling with it, and now being 14-4, it's just like showed how much hard work has been put in and where this program has come from. It means a lot to all of us players, especially the seniors on the team. It's meant a lot to them to really do well this year and have all their hard work pay off.
Annie, how about you from your perspective? What have you seen with this team in just how they've come together this year?
Yeah, I can tell. Last spring we all worked so hard and put in a lot of time, and same with this summer. So it's fun to see their hard work pay off, and you can tell that everyone wants it so bad and everyone's in it to win. So it's fun to watch them succeed.
Can we ask you about the crutches and the injury? Are you allowed to talk about that on the air? Or?
Yeah, I tore my knee our first scrimmage of the year against Northern. I tore five things in there, and I just had surgery
another
a week ago.
Another reason to hate them.
So,
right?
Yeah, yeah, not good times in that gym. But besides,
so how long? What's the healing process here? A timeline or?
As of now, it's 8 to 12 months of full recovery. So can't really do much right now.
Well, you become a cheerleader, right, for the team?
Yeah, yeah, cheering them on.
Why don't you guys talk about how you came to Michigan Tech, how you recruited, and you know, what drew you to Michigan Tech volleyball? Start with Ellie.
Well, first I had come up here for camp, and I had met Coach Jennings, and I really liked his style of coaching, and I had a lot of fun at camp, and I had talked to him a little after, and then I always wanted to come here, just because it was home away from home for me. And so then we stayed in contact a little bit. And then towards the end of my junior year, we started talking more serious. And then I knew right away that I wanted to come here. I didn't really consider any other options. It all worked out.
Annie?
Kind of the same story. I have a lot of family up here, and I've spent a lot of time in the summers up here. So pretty much my whole life, I knew I wanted to come here. And then it just worked out perfectly to be able to play volleyball, too.
Now, Ellie, you're from Delano, and we have talked about the controversy here on the pronunciation of Delano.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Delano, yes. Talk about your high school career and some of the things that you were able to accomplish in high school to get you ready for Michigan Tech.
High school was a lot of fun for me. I had a small town, and then my senior year, we made it to the state finals. And that was really cool. We were the smallest team in the division, and then we ended up being in the state championship against one of like the seventh biggest. And so everybody was rooting for us, which was really cool. And that was fun to like have so much success. And then it also just got me ready to be here. And I had done what I had done in high school, and I was excited to be here. And I had a good, solid coach, and it was a lot of fun.
How much did your brother being here make you not want to come to Michigan Tech?
Yes. No. That
helped.
Always,
did that help bring you here?
It really did, to know that. Because I was worried about being homesick and knowing that I'd have him if I ever needed anything.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Tyler Heinonen is her brother from the Michigan Tech hockey team. How close are you guys in age?
He is 22 and I'm 19.
Oh, okay.
Talk about your hometown a little bit.
I also went to a small school. I graduated with about 160 kids. So high school sports were a lot of fun. The whole school would come and cheer everyone on. And my senior year, we went to state for the first time in school history. So that was really big. And it was just the best way to end my senior year. School volleyball was a blast. Yeah, Cocado.
Minnesota?
Yep.
All right. How about family? We talked a little bit about yours, Ellie, with the brothers. Annie, talk about your family, and how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 6 brothers and 2 sisters.
Wow.
5 of my siblings have gone to Michigan Tech. My older brother is a 3rd year here right now. And the other ones have all graduated from Michigan Tech. So it's been fun. I've spent a lot of time visiting them up here. So I'm sure the other ones will most likely come up here too.
Very cool. How many brothers and sisters for you, Ellie?
I have Tyler and then 3 younger sisters.
Cool.
So only 1 brother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about talk about the rest of the season here? Big weekend coming up. You got the crossover with down in Illinois, and just volleyball everywhere, right? This whole weekend, there's got like 8 courts going at the same time.
Yeah, it's a huge tournament. I think Coach might have said that it was the largest tournament. So yeah, this is a huge weekend for us. The wins mean a lot, and I mean, they'll be tough wins, tough games, but they are all very beatable, and I'm really excited to get down there. And
the teams you're playing, Ohio Valley. Was the second team you're playing?
Lewis.
Yeah. Who's going to be very tough, right? They're the second best team in their conference right now.
Yes.
And then Parkside, who we already played down at their place and got beat. So
yeah,
a little revenge against them, right?
Yes, we need to show up and, yeah, beat them. And, yeah, Lewis also should be a really good game. Our stats are neck and neck, and we're really close. Be a good matchup.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then you guys stay on the road for a little while, but you come back home for Halloween weekend where, you know, the hockey team's going to be home with Ferris.
Football's
at home. Yeah. You guys are going to be home. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Talk about the atmosphere. I know you played last year. Talk about the atmosphere that we've had so far this year. It's been, in my opinion, it's been great with the number of fans and the band and everything.
Yeah, I mean, last year was so fun to play at home. It's always like an advantage. And then this year the band grew, like doubled, and the fans are a lot more exciting. And yeah, it's just home court, you can't beat it. It's great.
Annie?
Yeah, it's so fun playing at home, even though I can't play right now. But just having the pep band there, I feel like it's just a great environment. And even going to other team or other gyms, like sometimes it's so empty in there. And even when we're playing in Wisconsin or Illinois, a lot of times we'll have just as many fans as the other teams. So
that's the cool thing, I think.
Yeah. That's the Michigan Tech way right there.
Yeah, we for sure have a lot of support.
All right, guys. Well, hey, we can't thank you enough for coming in. Really cool. And you guys are doing awesome. I wish you were able to play. That's too bad, but you'll get them next year, right?
Yeah.
All right, and Michigan Tech on the road this weekend at the crossover, and their next home matches will be on Halloween weekend, Ferris State and Grand Valley State. Doesn't get much bigger than that, and it's a big home weekend for Michigan Tech. Ellie and Annie, thank you so much for stopping in, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, from the volleyball team, and we'll be right back with more Huskies Drive Time. It's